The government is committed in modernizing the commuter rail network in order to decongest the city of Nairobi. Transport Cabinet Secretary Kipchumba Murkomen says the growth and freshness of Nairobi, once known as the green city in the sun, has been destroyed by traffic jams and vehicular congestion on roads, which has led to an increase in carbon emission. Speaking during a tour of various railway stations that are within the cosmopolitan area, the cabinet secretary revealed that the government loses shush 120 billion per year due to traffic congestion. Congestion in our towns, including Nairobi City, has been a thorn in our flesh. We are, however, working on all modalities to reduce it, said Murkomen. While assessing the progress made in the construction of new commuter rail stations along the Nairobi-Lakenya railway line in Kitengela, the CS, who was accompanied by the Kenya Railway Managing Director Philip Mayinga, said his ministry was finalizing the construction of other 13 new commuter rail stations in the country. We are planning on how we can increase the number of people using commuter rail network from 20,000 to 120,000 by the end of this year. The new stations are set to be commissioned for use by the 1st of October 2024, said Murkomen. The stations, which will be ready for use, include Mlolongo, Kitengela, Lakenya, Matindwa, Kariobangi, Kenyatta University, Gatambaya, Ruiru, Aviation, Kibera, Satellite, Mutwini, Tagoto, and Gitaru.